Short
Debbie, don't you remember that my father's real name was Simon?
Yes.
And why did they call him Siegmund?
Because German Jews didn't like to give, they gave names in that generation, but later on they didn't want to have a biblical name in public. They wanted a German name.
Oh, that was it. Do you remember his
father's name? My grandfather was Reuben. Reuben Rosenberg.
Danny?
Genannt Rudolf.
And what did they call? But what did they call him on the street?
I mean, his firm was already Rudolf Rosenberg, but he was born as Reuben Rosenberg.
Right. That's a nice Jewish name.
That is in the, I believe, in the family tree, he is as Reuben Rosenberg.
Right.
I don't remember the name of my grandfather. Maybe you think it was Simon or Meir?
Simon was your father.
Yes, maybe Meir.
Meir, yeah.
Meir Schubach, that could
Meir
be.
Schubach, yeah.
Right. Okay, you start.
But, one thing I wanted to understand. You said, who had 9 or 10 Schubachs?
You yes.
said, Opa had what, 9?
Yeah, Opa had, it was, I don't know how many I can recall. Opa,
but
Uncle Sally,
yeah.
And that one
Uncle Max,
Uncle Ferd. Who was Ferd? Was
yeah.
another one, right?
Okay. Then a sister in
Gensingen,
and the sister in Frankfurt. Nobody paid attention to.
Yes,
the poor one.
Yeah. No, that was a sister from Oberreidenbach, Daddy.
Oh, I see.
No, we have 5. We have 5 with Opa, right?
Did they always live in Oberstein? Is
no,
that what was that the
original? I explained to John, honey. Opa was born near Koblenz. Koblenz is not far from Cologne. It was a tiny little village
Koblenz.
Called Mülheim.
Right.
Koblenz
Mülheim.
Was a big city.
Koblenz
provincial
was a big
capital,
right.
Koblenz,
yeah.
On the confluence of the Moselle River and the Rhine.
Right.
Yeah.
Koblenz,
okay.
Beautiful.
And I told you last night, I went to visit a few times with my father, his mother. I think the father was already dead. I only remember seeing that little friendly woman. She was a tiny, very friendly woman. She
yeah.
looked like a country woman,
right.
You know.
Right.
She was very friendly and little. And I remember the house too. We did not stay long. Maybe we spent the night. And we went home again the next day because Opa and his business, you know. He couldn't stay away.
And they went
longer.
Only by rail.
Yeah,
early in
only
the morning,
by train.
By noon. It was a very involved way to get there. You had first to go from Oberstein to Mainz by train. You had to change there into a train that went down the Rhine River to Koblenz. And then in Koblenz you had to change probably to, you know, I've never made it.
I cannot remember.
You had to change to a small small spur train probably.
Yes, which,
yes.
You know, went from station to station just as we went to
and
going.
Came to Mülheim.
Yeah,
Mülheim.
Like to Ockenheim, you know. When
right.
We spent all our vacation in Ockenheim. My mother kept the relationship with her family very close.
Is that where her family's from Ockenheim?
Right.
That
right.
is near Mainz.
Near
that's
Mainz.
The wolf.
Near
the
Bingen.
Wolf. They
near
were the
Bingen.
Wolf.
Bingen or Mainz
yeah.
are the
it's
same.
It's about to say.
Were they wolves? Is that who they were?
Wolves. Yes.
Wolf.
Right.
That was, okay. And she, Opa was like her third husband. Isn't that right?
Second.
Her second.
She got married and her husband died within a year.
Yeah, he had TB. She didn't know about that.
Right.
It was a mate. Marriage.
Right.
Made marriage.
All marriage. You see, they came from so far apart. There
right.
was always a chatrin.
You know, that's a name.
That arranged.
Yes,
arranged,
arranged marriage.
Okay.
And they were a very poor family. And then my mother was a
They had a little butcher shop. Had a little butcher shop that didn't amount to anything because they slaughtered the Sterns.
Yes.
Slaughtered only kosher. Didn't have any pork.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then after a year, Mr. Stern died. And Oma was there.
She was a widow when her husband died.
Tante Martha was still
home. She was
home.
A beautiful woman, my mother. Wasn't she, Daddy?
Yeah. Tante Martha was home. She was the sister of Mama's first husband.
Right.
Tante Martha ran the business.
Right.
Okay. So then somebody arranged for Oma to marry Sigmund Schubach. He was a young butcher, exactly as old, a few months younger than Oma. And he was a journeyman as a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Right.
Was he way at the time, and they knew him okay. And Opa was rather short, but otherwise a very pleasant appearance. And probably had a fine material, but the life, remember, very strong, and they needed a butcher. And soon after he married, one of the Sterns, I believe, was it, who said, Herr Schubach, was sind Sie doch ein Narr? Sie wissen doch, wie Schweine geschlachtet werden. Und Sie werden hier niemals ein Geschäft machen, wenn Sie nicht die Schweineschlachterei anfangen. And so Opa, you know, for kosher butchering, you need a shochet.
Right.
And there are very few around. And Opa was a shochet. That means they gave a certificate. Orthodox rabbis gave a shochet, a certificate that he knew precisely how to slaughter and how to examine his knife.
Excuse me, let me just get the telephone. Don't fool with the
telephone.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. It's two. Just leave it on. The last thing we have to worry about is tape. Why do you have to have it on?
There's nothing coming out.
He's recording the whole conversation. The whole thing, but he told me he will go ahead and retype it, right?
And then edit it, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, because it's going to be edited, it would be very useful if the phrase which you just gave in German, the conversation to Opa Schubach, was also in English.
I did give that in German?
Yes. Yes, you didn't give it in German, and I wondered why you gave it in German.
Because I have Germany in my mind. Mr. Stern said it in German.
But it wasn't Mr. Stern who said it.
It was Mr. Stern.
I didn't want to correct you.
Who was it?
It was a man from the public, from the
town.
No,
it was not. It was somebody from the Jewish congregation.
Oh, one from the Jewish congregation.
And Mr. Stern. How many Sterns were there? There were three or four Sterns in Oberstein.
It was a Stern who was not a member of the family.
No, not a member. You see,
the congregation, they are Jewish, a customer, yes? And most of the Jewish people didn't live kosher, yes? Some wanted a kosher. Oma left, yes? The name. Opa slaughtered. She always stood. Is it still on? There's some waste of tape. When Opa slaughtered, then Oma stood up on top of the steps and called down, Sigmund, is this kosher?
Okay.
And then they could plan. And Opa then made also some kosher Würstchen. They were good.
They were wonderful.
But the kosher
Stöpchen? You see, John, when Opa came, they were very poor, the Sterns, and they are very much in debt, too.
Evelyn Spencer, Harry, heart and love. Yes.
That machine sneaked up on me. I had no idea that we were recording here. I just stopped in here for a conversation.
And then he said it all in German, and he didn't realize that he was saying
it.
But that doesn't matter. But I understand.
He didn't translate it for you.
I understand so much.
Yeah. I could understand every word. Okay. I could understand every word.
Yeah, but it is not good. Is it good for you? Because
the machine reacts just as well to German as it does to English.
It's doing
good. It's doing good. Yeah, it's nice. Danny tested it. Anyway, but what were you telling me, though?
We were talking about, and then Opa started also to